With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The longest-running government shutdown in U.S. history could be a thing of the past by this evening.
House lawmakers are returning to Capitol Hill for the first time since mid-September, and they'll be voting on the Senate-approved plan to fund and reopen the government. Most Democrats are expected to oppose the bill because it doesn't include an extension of health care subsidies they had demanded. With only a two-vote margin, Republicans have little room for error and will need all GOP members back for the vote.
It's correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. Americans who rely on SNAP food benefits can hardly wait for the government shutdown to come to an end. Ryan Sparkle owns a local market northeast of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Well, I'll be honest. When I first heard that it could happen, I'm like, there's no way they're going to let that happen. They might play games with other things. They're not going to play games with people's food going into the cold, going into the holiday season coming up. They're not going to use that. But they did.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says about 74% of SNAP benefits was spent last year at superstores like Walmart and supermarkets like Kroger. Nearly 4 years since it invaded, Russia's military continues its drone strikes and army advances in Ukraine.
Russian forces launched at least three attacks on Kharkiv on Wednesday morning, using combat drones, according to regional officials. The strikes targeted the regional territorial recruitment and social support center and a logistics and transportation company. Oleg Sinyagubov, head of the Kharkiv Regional Military Administration, tells the AP, "We currently know of three strikes by Shahids in this district of Kharkiv, an old residential area. We know of one victim whose injuries are minor. However, it was early in the morning and there were many people on the streets." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 331 points. This is SRN News. Life is hard for those taking part in house churches in China. They're facing challenges in holding on to their faith there. And the members also face a number of challenges, including finding a mate.
It's pastors who are taking on new roles as matchmakers. Christianity Today reports Bible teachers in China give talks and share resources about the biblical view of marriage. House churches are banding together to help single Christians meet, but groups try to have fewer than 50 people as a shelter from the state's surveillance. In the process, some singles are also learning to trust God and find contentment should his call be to the single life. George Williams reporting.
Anglicans met in the diocese of Durgapur of North India for a conference aimed at tackling human trafficking and slavery. The conference was run by the diocese in conjunction with the missionary organization United Society Partners in the Gospel. The Diocese of Durgapur has been praised for its long-running anti-trafficking program. This is SRN News. Here's a midday Wall Street business report.
Wall Street opened with gains this morning as an end to the U.S. government shutdown appears closer, while tech stocks regain their footing after swinging wildly in recent days. Advanced micro devices rose 5% overnight after the chipmaker forecast enormous revenue growth in its data center business due to AI demand. The Congressional Budget Office estimates a six-week shutdown will reduce growth in this year's fourth quarter by about 1.5%. Additionally, the government shutdown cut off the flow of economic data on unemployment, inflation, and retail spending that the Federal Reserve depends upon. That could mean that the Federal Reserve will not deliver another interest rate cut at next month's meeting. That's something that was widely expected before the shutdown set in. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.